no time to catch your breath. I know you would like to, but this game was kind of what you expected, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was, Joe. I anticipated it would be a difficult game. Their penetrating ability, their ability to drive the basketball, their quickness at guard is extreme. And they've even got some forwards that, you know, the freshman kid Johnson can put the ball on the floor and go to the basket. And they're just quicker and faster than we are. That's just the bottom line. And I thought our kids played hard. They tried hard. Don't get me wrong. We had breakdowns. We did a lot of things wrong. But I thought our effort level was very good throughout. And I'm really proud of our team for getting this victory, because when we lost the lead, it would have been easy to freeze up, and we didn't. We stayed with the plan, and we stayed with what we do. And our team has really been good last season, this season, pretty much over the course of time, at the end of games, maintaining their composure. And I thought tonight was a great example. And again, it wasn't a well-played game by us. We certainly didn't play our best. Ross and Red had you know, horrible nights for them. But we did enough to win the game. Sometimes you have to win in other ways other than maybe the beautiful way that we won on Saturday. You can't win them all that way. And this one took a different turn and an uglier course, but that's okay. We're happy with the victory.
They had shot not very well at all in recent games, and you even feared beforehand, oh, you don't want that adjustment game. Well, they kind of had it tonight, didn't they?
Yeah, they absolutely did. They were shooting 27% after six games from three, and quite frankly, the competition that they've played hasn't been very good in most of their games. And then they come in here tonight and get well from three. And so some of that's our defense, but some of it is, you know, they're shooting open shots against other people and still shooting 27%. So they played a good game. I thought they played very, very well. And obviously Shane and AJ made huge differences for us, especially going down a stretch. But again, I anticipated this would be a very hard game, and it was. But I was really proud of the way our guys kept their composure and kept their poise. And again, when you go over the course of a 30-game schedule, especially when you're playing ACC-level teams, you got to win some games ugly. You can't win them all as you might design it. And again, wasn't our best game. Hopefully that's a sign of a good team. We can not play our best and still win.
Well, if there's ever a game that shows the importance of free throw shooting, you know, this game did it.
Well, you know, we continue to do an outstanding job at the foul line, not only of getting there, but converting once we do. And we didn't shoot our foul shots particularly well against Georgia Tech the other day, but we made more than they attempted tonight, which is a great statistic. And when you look down and see that as a team, you shot 85%, that's big. It's just, you know, I can't say enough about our guys, because they really try hard to do what we want, and they don't always do what we want, but they try hard to do it that way. And we want to get the ball inside, we want to drive the ball at the basket, and we want to get fouled, we want to get to the foul line, and we're doing a good job of that. The statistics are really looking kind of the opposite of the way they looked a year ago, as you recall, because we had to shoot a bunch of threes to win, and you look down and they shoot 29 threes, and we get to the foul line 27 times and make 23. So, again, we're certainly still a work in progress. We've got a long way to go, but again, it's nice to beat good teams when you don't necessarily play your best, and so we just kind of keep it chugging.
You had some guys step up, make some big shots tonight. We were talking about Darshawn McClellan's three a moment ago. AJ's jump hook. Jermaine made a great drive, basket and foul. I mean, guys making clutch plays at a time when you have to have them.
Well, again, it speaks to their poise and their composure and their courage. And again, we're not completely where we want to be yet, particularly defensively, but. We've got guys that believe in each other. They believe in themselves. They believe in the coaches. And so good things generally happen when that's the case. And so, Darshawn made it. His shot was just huge. And he's, despite his unorthodox, you know, a little bit unorthodox looking shot, he's not a bad shooter. And so I'm guessing that he's going to have to prove that a little bit, which is fine, because the other thing that he is, he's completely unafraid. He has the kid has no fear at all, and that was just a humongous shot, as was AJ's jump hook. That was maybe the big shot of the game.
Focus of the last couple of minutes offensively, your last 2 or 3 minutes, was it to try to get it inside as much as possible, or I mean, did things narrow down a little bit at that point?
Well, I think that our guys understand that the bigger the possession, the more we are in need of Shane and AJ touching the basketball, and not to say that nobody else shoots it, but it is to say that we've got to look for those two guys. Those are our two main guys, particularly on a night tonight like tonight, where Red was, you know, it didn't feel like he could make one if we'd have left him out there by himself. And as a shooter, some nights you have nights like that. We were patient enough and got the ball, you know, where it needed to be enough. Not great. We threw some balls away, trying to throw it in there, bad judgment plays. But in any event, we made plays when we had to. We had guys step up, make free throws, it's good to have a victory again when things didn't go exactly like you planned.
Finally, how much did it impact you knowing their point guard is about a 20% free throw shooter in a game like this?
Well, I almost did something that I've never done, and I asked the coaches, and if we had lost the game, I'd have been really upset with myself for not doing it. When the score was tied, I almost fouled him, even though they were in the double bonus, because he was 0 for 3 from the line at that point in time. That made him 3 for 13 on the year, and he shot 46% from the free throw line last year. Now, as it turned out, we went down and got a stop and a rebound and came back, and I think that's when AJ scored his jump hook. But, when you look down there and he goes 0 for 5 from the line, and you know going in, you know what? I mean, I knew what his stats were going in. I know what they were last year. I really considered fouling him, but coaches talked me out of it, since it worked out, then you know, all the better. But I'm certainly not above taking a guy and fouling him like that, and seeing if he can convert.
Congratulations.
Thanks.